famous. Nobody, there's no name on the voice. No. It's only you and your friends will know. Nobody else will know. Mostly Indians listen to it.
I just found very interesting verse in Radharasa Sudaniti. I found very interesting verse in Radharasa Sudaniti.
You found an interesting verse.
Interesting, verse 80.
What is it?
80.
And
I just want to ask you, please, can you give explanations? Detailed explanations.
I wish I did. I know some people that do. But, I mean, have it memorized.
I'll look at it.
No, look, I don't. See, you can give class every day in the same verse forever, and it doesn't matter. Radha, this is the question is about Radharasa Sudaniti. Verse 80. Radha dasyam apasya ya pravavate govinda sangashaya soyam porna sudaruche parichayam rakam vina kankshati kimcha shamarati pravaha lahari bijam na jetam vidus te pratyapti mahamritam purim aho Bindum param prapnuya. Chalo. Anyone who gives up the service of Sri Radha, desiring Govinda's personal company, is like someone who wants to enjoy the full moon without the night. And anyone who does not know that Radha is the seed of Shyam's pleasure is like someone who only gets a drop of the great ocean of nectar that is available to him. So, this verse has two major points in it. One is, as usual, Prabodhananda Saraswati, his writing style is full of superlatives. It's full of very exaggerated statements and superlatives and lots of adjectives. Lots of adjectives describing something. It's the greatest, it's the biggest, the most wonderful, amazing thing. It's the greatest, it's the biggest, it's the most wonderful and amazing thing. I mean, that's all basically, these are adjectives describing the thing, and they're all similar in meaning. So that's his style. So he writes like that in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, and he writes like that in Chaitanya Chandramrita, and he writes like that because that's his style. He's known for that. So what he's basically saying here, he's a little fanatic that way. Like in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he says, if your guru tells you to leave Vrindavan, then kill your guru or something like that. I mean, it's very funny things. So people say, my guru said come back to Russia and sell books, so I killed him, you know. No, that's, so obviously there's the literal meaning and the implied meaning. So that's why Shastras are called Parokshavad. Parokshavad, the word paroksha, means indirect. They speak in an indirect way. So to understand... To understand spiritual scriptures, the Veda, Puran, Veda, Upanishads, one needs Guru, Guru Chakshush, needs the eye of Guru. So this first, there's two points. So the first point in this verse is that in his fanaticism of his intense attachment to Radharani and Radharani's service when he's sometimes in Manjri Bhav, because Prabodhananda Saraswati is, of course, one of the Ashtasakhis of Radharani's intimate party of Sakhis. Lalita Vishaka, Champak Chitra, Arangadevi, Induleka, and then Tungavidya and Sudevi. So Tungavidya is Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Tungavidya, can't imagine, someone, you're worshipping Govinda? You're worshipping Krishna without Radharani? Are you correct? What is with you? Get out. I don't want to see you. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has the same prayer in his Gitavali, or one of those two, Gitamala or Gitavali. He has a prayer. It says, anyone who's only a worshiper of Krishna, I don't want to see their face. I don't want to speak to them. I don't want to associate with them. Because our Ishtadev, some people, Ishtadev is Shiva or Vishnu or Krishna. But our Ishtadev is Yugo, Lila Yugo. Radha and Krishna Yugo, Radha Govinda Yugo. So we worship Radha and Krishna together. We do, and also the Nimbarkis like this. But the Madhvas, the Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Krishna, Udupi Krishna. You can see, I've seen a couple of times a deity in Andhra Pradesh or Tamil Nadu, wherever Udupi is, somewhere in South India. Headquarters of the Madhva Sampradaya. So their goal, their paramgati, their sadhya, the goal of their sadhana is Vaikuntha. And what rasa? Dasya ras. They want, and who do they want to serve? Krishna. In Vaikuntha means Vishnu. So they say Krishna, but they want to go to Vaikuntha, which means Vishnu. So they don't accept Radharani. First of all, they don't even accept Radharani. Because Radharani is very hidden in the Shastras. They accept Lakshmi and Narayan and Rukmini and Krishna. Krishna married a princess named Rukmini, but this Radha is some apsara, or Radharani is some celestial being. This is some folklore from UP, Uttar Pradesh, North India, some of the Yadavas and descendants of Yadavas and Kauravas, whatever. They made up some stories about Krishna, and Krishna is born in Mathura. He grew up in Mathura, then he went to Dwarka. That's what they say. His Vrindavan Leela is just some dream. Swapna. Like somebody may be a king and he's dreaming, oh, you know, I live in a village and I just walk everywhere barefoot and there's no army around me and there's no guards. I'm just free. I'm not a prince. I'm not a king. I live in a village. I go here and there, walk around. So the king may dream like that and he wakes up, but everywhere the king goes, he's got guards and his life is different. So they say, oh, that's just a dream. So he's saying here that this is what the first, he's saying anyone who only wants the service of Krishna, Krishna Govinda's personal company, it's like I want the full moon, but I don't want the nighttime. This is the analogy. So the full moon is in the daytime also. You can see sometimes the moon rises at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you look in the sky, you say, oh, the moon's there. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Timjay Dupair. But you can't, all the sky is white. It's 30 degrees, 35 degrees in Delhi or whatever. Look, there's a little more white circle there. You ever seen it? The moon. Yeah, maybe you can't see. There's not so much pollution in Delhi. But here you can see all the time. Because it rises at different times. You see in the Hindi Panchang, you can see what time it rises an hour later, like the sun rises by minutes. The sun rises every day a minute later, then it gets to the solstice, and then, the Sankranti, then it goes back. Uttarayan and Dakshinarayan. So the moon rises like an hour later every day. So sometimes it's at 6 o'clock, it's rising like this. So he's saying that, I want Krishna, but not Radharani. It's like the moon without the night. So it's like taking the moon in the daytime. Well, what value is it? You can't feel the cool rays. It doesn't have any romantic effect. It's not soothing. It's not a peace. Doesn't create peace in the mind. The moon is wonderful in the night. Full moon in the night is full moon night. Someone wants a full moon. It's like amazing. It's impossible. He's saying, what is this? This is impossible because they're always together. Krishna is a Nitya Kanta. Radharani is Nitya Kanta, the eternal lover of Krishna. Sarup Shakti, Prem Sarup. Radharani's Prem Sarup. Her whole Sarup body is made of Prema. So that's the first point of the verse, basically. And the second thing is that, who is the source of Krishna's pleasure? So he says, Amritam Ambudi. He says that. Yes. So he's saying that if someone is not interested in worshiping Radharani, this is first part is, first part he's talking about those that only worship Krishna, not Yugo. Okay? He condemns them. He says, they're correct. They're crazy. You want the full moon. Krishna is the full moon, but you don't want the nighttime. The nighttime is Radharani in the analogy. If you want the full moon, you can only get the full moon at night. So if you really want Govinda and really want Krishna, you get him at night. And then to drive the point home, he says, someone doesn't know, it's almost related, that the source of Krishna's happiness and the source of Krishna's pleasure is Radharani, is someone that only gets a drop of the nectar that's available to him. So who does not know that Radha is the seat of Shan's pleasure if someone gets a drop of the great ocean nectar? So he's making a nice comparison here. He's saying maha, he's saying prapyapi maha amrita ambudi aho bindam param prapnuya. Prapti is the same in Hindi. Prapnuya, prapyapi, prapti, prap, prapt, prapt. A prap means to acquire, to gain, to collect, to have. So maha amrita ambudi, that Radharani, the service of Radha and Krishna together, is what he's basically saying. And especially to Radharani, who is a source of Krishna's bliss and a source of Krishna's happiness, especially serving Radha and Krishna together, and then not only Radha and Krishna together, but that next point he makes is that one should serve Radharani. Why? Because if he's only serving Krishna and rendering bhakti, doing bhakti bhajan, and only worshipping Vishnu or Krishna without Radharani, then he gets pleasure. He gets bhakti sukh. He gets premanand. He gets premanand. It's Krishna premanand. He gets, it says, bindam param prapnaya. But he says serving Radharani is an ocean of nectar, of the greatest nectar, maha amrita. It's the greatest nectar, the greatest pleasure, the greatest nectar, the greatest satisfaction and happiness comes from serving Radharani. Because she's the very source of, Radharani is the source of happiness, and she is the source of nectar, and the source of love, and the source of bliss. She's Ladini Shakti personified. She's the Ladini Shakti Sarupini, Radha. So he said, okay, I'll only serve Krishna. Okay, you'll get your premanand, your bliss, but you won't get the maha ambudi, prem ambudi. It's an ocean of prem by serving Radharani. That's basically what the verse is saying. He said, you'll get bindam. Bindam means like, you know, bindi. Put a bindi here. Bindi means a small drop, a small circle. You get a small drop of nectar called bhakti sukh. Bhakti sukh or Vishnu Premanand or Krishna Premananda in the Vaikuntha realm. But if you're serving Radha and Krishna together, and especially Radharani, like the Sakis and Manjaris, then you'll experience a great unlimited ocean of nectar, pleasure, and happiness. Why? Because Radharani herself, as it says, she is the seed. She says, bijam. Seed means source. The seed is the source of the tree, and the source of the fruit is the seed. So she is a seed. She is a source. They don't, na tams vidu, na vidu. Na vidu, like Veda. They don't know. They don't know that Radharani is a seed. And Radharani Shamrati. Radharani Shamrati. It says Shamrati Pravaha Lahari. It says that Radharani, like in the material world, when we love someone, we show our love sometimes, and other times we're busy with our selfishness. We're busy with our selfishness most of the time. And then sometimes we show love to others. And it's like a tortoise. He puts his arms out of the shell, this land turtle, and then they put their head inside. So sometimes we express love to another person, and then other times we're busy with our own world and our own pleasures and our own personal agenda. So it's like we're turned on and we turn our love on and off. But Radharani's Shamrati Pravaha Lahari. There's two glorifications of Radharani, three glorifications of Radharani in this verse. One is that anyone who serves Krishna without Radharani is a fool, is unintelligent. He's a fool. It's like having the full moon without the night. So this is an amazing thing, because he's condemning everyone that doesn't worship Radha and Krishna. He's condemning the Madhvas, he's condemning the Ramanandis, he's condemning the Sri Vaishnava. Well, they worship Lakshmi Narayan, but even then. Then next thing he says, do you know who this Radharani is? First he makes this analogy, Rakam Vina Kankshati. At night, they want the moon without the night. Then he says, do you know why I'm saying this? Why I'm so fanatic? And using all these superlatives and adjectives to glorify Radharani and her service and her love. Because do you know who she is? She's Shamrati Pravaha Lahari. She says she's She doesn't turn her love on and off like a faucet. Oh, now I love. Now I'm busy loving my son. Okay, he's gone to school now, and I'm not. I don't think about him. I'm busy with my own life. Well, then he comes back. Well, now I'm busy with him. Radharani, 24, every second she's only thinking Krishna, 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 Krishna. So it's a constant stream. That's why he's saying pravaha, pravaha lahari. She's a constantly, pravaha means nadi. Nadi means river, stream, Ganga nadi, like the river Ganga. She's constantly, it's constantly rushing, rushing, rushing from the mountains to the sea. So not only does that show this pravaha, the word pravaha means Radharani has an unlimited volume of love. It's depthless. It's depthless, like the deep sea. And it's just running like this. Unlimited depth of love. Pravaha, like a running stream, like the Ganga. But in that stream, there is lahari. Lahari means waves, taranga. There's that bhajan that about 15 years ago, bhajan. Vrindavan me kan kan bole shri radha radha. It says, Yamuna ki, Yamuna. Yamuna ji bi ke lahiri shri radha radha. Something about Yamuna ji, you know, something like Yamuna ji bi, you know, because it's a song, you know, it has to rhyme, you know, make Yamuna ji. So in the Yamuna, the waves are chant. Yamuna, let's see, Yamuna ji bi bole, you know, lahiri bole shri radha radha, something like that. Yeah, maybe you remember. So he's saying even the waves. He says, Vrindavan, Vrindavan me kan kan bole shri radha radha. Kan kan means like kanika. Kan kan means small pebble, small particle. Kan kan means very small. So even a small tiny piece of stone, or what we call pebble, chota chota raj, like sand, is chanting radha radha. And the waves are chanting. So Radharani is this pravaha. This Amrita Pravaha, this Prem Pravaha, this constant nectarian river flow of love for Krishna, Shamrati. Shamrati, Shamrati Pravaha. She's a stream, a Rati Pravaha, an endless stream of attachment and loving service mood and giving pleasure to Krishna. Shamrati, she's a river of Sham, Sham Prem. Her love for Sham is unlimited. And then there's waves in it. It's not only, it's beautiful, it's already beautiful because her love is all the time she's thinking of Krishna, all the time she's loving Krishna, all the time she's serving Krishna, all the time she's pleasing Krishna, never thinking of herself or anyone else in the world except Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Napariyaham, 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 Samyujanam. I cannot repay you, I'm a debtor, I'm a Rini, Rini, Rini means debt, Rini. In Sanskrit, I'm indebted to you. I've taken 10 crores from you. I can only give you back one. Very sorry. Very sorry. I'm indebted to you. So Krishna's taken so much love. How much love? Shamrati Pravaha. Endless Ganga Nadi, endless Pravaha, endless stream of flow of Radharani's love for Krishna. And all that rushing Ganga. Who is getting all that water from the Ganga? Who is receiving all that water? Who is the husband of the Ganga? The Ganga is female, Ganga Devi, and her husband is Samudra. Samudra. So that their Sangam place is called Ganga Sagar. Sagar means ocean. So there's a holy place, there's a holy Tirtha, sacred Tirtha, Tirth, in Calcutta, south of Calcutta, going towards Orissa. It's still in Bengal, on the very edge of Bengal, out in the Bay of Bengal. It's where the Ganga flows into the ocean. So the ocean is so grand and so powerful, and it's getting all the water the ocean is getting. It's receiving all that water from the Ganga and filling it up. So Krishna is the recipient of Radharani's Pravaha, Shamrati Pravaha. The Shamrati Pravaha, the Ganga Nadi, the Ganga River is coming down from the Himalayan mountain of Radharani's love. Her prema is coming down the mountain and going in the valleys and going all the way to the ocean. The ocean is Krishna. And all that ocean is Krishna's heart. The ocean is Krishna's heart, and it's filling up with the Pravaha, Shamrati Pravaha, with all the constant flow of Radharani's love, which is just filling his whole heart and filling his whole being and mind with her presence, with her love, with her bliss, with their talents, with their qualities. So that's a very beautiful thing, quality, describing Radharani. But then, now what's something else? A river looks very beautiful, or the ocean looks very beautiful. It has its own natural serenity and peace and beauty and vibration and soothing effect to see rivers and sit by rivers or oceans. But they look more beautiful when there's waves, some waves. You go to the ocean, there's psh, psh. So there's waves, lahari. What are the lahari? What are the taranga? What are the waves in this Shamrati Pravaha, this river of Radharani's beautiful, loving attachment for Krishna? The waves are her different moods, her different bhavas, her nayaka bhav. It's called nayaka, nayaka bhav. Bhav means the feelings, the sentiments, the emotions of a lover for the beloved. Lover and beloved. The man and the woman, Krishna and Radha. So these are waves. So sometimes she's favorable to Krishna. That's one wave. Anukulya Taranga. Anukulya Taranga is a favorable wave. And sometimes she's unfavorable. Pratikulya. Pratikulya. Don't go. That's called man. So these are the laharis. So someone who doesn't know this, and then he says that she's the bijam. Radharani is the bijam. She's the source of all these waves. She's the source of this river. She's the source of this rati. And she's the source of Shyam's love. And she's the source of Shyam's pleasure. And if someone doesn't know that, then what does he get? He doesn't get the ocean of nectar, the Maha Amritam, Maha Ambudi and Maha Amritam. He doesn't prapti, Maha Amritam Buddhim. He does not get. Aho! He says, aho! Saraswati Pad is saying, aho! Aho in English means, alas, alas, oh! Fie, dick, dick, Paul, dick, 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 fie, oh, alas, how unfortunate. Oh, this is very bad, it's very terrible. This is so unfortunate. You're missing the boat. You drive for 3 hours to get to the airport. And you get there and they say, guess what? The plane just left. You missed it. There's not another plane going to wherever, Australia, till Friday night, 3 days from now. Oh, no. So, oh, that you'll say, like, then you'll say, oh. You'll say, oh, I missed the plane. So that's what he's saying. Oh, he's writing this Sanskrit shloka, then this is in the last line. He's saying, Prapyapi Maha Amritam Buddhim. He said, oh, there's such a... He's excited. He's saying, oh, this Radharani is such an ocean of nectar, a great ocean of nectar, Maha Amritam. Then, but these guys, they don't know. Not Tevidu. They don't know this. Then what do they get? Oh, they only get a Bindu. They only get a Bindu when they can get a Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. Bindu means drop. So they only get, oh, how unfortunate. So that's basically a quick explanation of this verse, number 80. Radharasudaniti ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai.